Today I'm starting a new series called How To Things Proverbs Teach Us, and today I'm going to be, the theme for today, it's going to be how to start organizing our lives. Now, this is a very big subject, and I don't pretend, I just want to lay out this. I'm not pretend to tell you what you have to do, but these are some four things that I've been learning, I guess, through the years, and I hope it will be helpful to you. And if you don't know where to start, you know, you may think that your life is a chaos and you don't know where to start. Things are wrong in your life. You don't know how to fix them up. I'm just going to give you some principles that might help you, but maybe you figure out this already. Maybe you have better ways. I don't know, but these are the things that have helped me through the years. Amen. And I'm continue growing in that. I don't have everything together yet, but those are the things that I will go back to in my life. Amen. So the first thing that I want to point here, the first foundation that I want to lay down, if we want to start organizing our lives, is this. We need to first identify which season of life we are in. This is very important. Amen. This is very important because all of us, we are in different seasons in our lives. Amen. And I just want to give you some examples you already know. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 says this, "For everything there is a season." Amen. "For everything there is a season, a time for every activity under heaven." Amen. So if you live more than 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, you already figure out that you have gone through stages in your life. Amen. And the Bible, you know, already said that we're going to go through different stages in our lives. Now, I'm just going to point after you, you know, if you remember those stages in your life, is this. You start as a child, you know, as a baby, and you're cute, you know, and you're like, everybody does everything for you, you know, and for the most part, every baby is cute, you know, for the most part, you know. Just kidding, amen. Your baby is cute. And then you transition into a child. You begin to grow a little bit, you know, mature, and then you begin to do like things on your own. And then you go into those awkward stages in your life when you're like a teenager. You know, like I had awkward teenage years because when I was transitioning, I wasn't a full teenager yet, but I was kind of like I was a little taller than everybody else in my class. And I have this mustache, you know, already. And it was so awkward, you know. And I looked through the pictures, you know, it was very awkward. So I don't this. Anyways, from that you transition to a start being like a young. I don't care, you're not like a teenager, but you're just not a full young adult. Yeah, but you're there, you know. And you start probably driving, you start probably your first job, you know, you coming out of high school, you know, and you're there. And then you transition to an adult, single adult, young adult. You probably finish college, you have a job now, and then you're like, you know, have a steady job, you know, you probably move out of your parents' house and all that, you're a little more independent. And then you begin to see, and I'm just generalizing, okay? This is not a story for everyone, but I'm just generalizing. Maybe you start looking for somebody, you know, to build a life with. Amen? Then you find that significant one or whatever you want to call it, you know? You find it, and then you decide you're going to get married. Then you transition in a different season of your life, you know? Now you're married. Now you have to figure out how to live with this person. You know, that it's very difficult or it's very different than you, you know? You know what? I just find out that this week, you know, as I was talking to some friends, we were talking, my wife and I, with some friends, I just discovered that the first year of our marriage was really hard for my wife. And I was like, what? I thought it was the best, you know. Anyway, things you have to learn to. Anyway, so you are there, it's difficult, you know, you have different ways of living, thinking, and doing things, you know, and you have to put it together. It's hard, you know. Apparently, for my wife, it was really hard, you know. I thought it was a smooth ride, but I know And then, after you figure out all that, then you decide, you know what, we want to have a kid. Then you have to do the work to do. And then you have your first kid. I'm sorry, guys, I just being really silly today. I didn't plan it to be very silly. But that happy birthday that you guys sing to me. Anyway, so you have this kid, and it's a major transition, Major transition, you start having kids, your life changed so much. After that, you maybe become a parent of teenagers and then young adults and then your kids out of the house. You transition to that place in your life where you are called empty nester. Is that what they call it? Kids are no longer there. Now, some people said to me that when they're like, no kids in the house, they usually have the better dates in their life because they're not as broke as they were when they first started, so now they can do things more nicer, I guess, So now, then after that, you became probably a grandparent, and then you retire, and then in your final stage, you're waiting to be with the Lord, I don't want to offend anybody. We're going to go through that, stage when you're waiting to be with the Lord, amen? That's where we want to be, amen? We want to be with the Lord. So now, everybody is in different stage in their lives. You already figured it out. I don't know where your stage is, but the first thing that you have to do to begin to organize your life, you don't know where you are, maybe your life is a mess. You have to figure out where you are, amen? And what the season of your life you are in. Amen. Once you figure it out, then you have to start working in those two things that I think it's valuable to see today is that we have to learn to enjoy the stage that we are in. Amen. Yes. Without rushing into the next season. Amen. I don't know, when I was in my early 20s, I wanted to do everything really fast. Amen. I wanted to go fast. I wanted to grow really fast. I wanted to be here, and past everybody who, you think is your model or whatever. You want to be up. You want to be a little more further than everybody else, I don't know if you were that, But I made so many mistakes because sometimes there's things that you can only understand and you can only grow in character in your life. It's through experience. And if you try to rush it too much, then you're not getting the experience. I don't know if it's experience, but you're not getting the best of it if you try to rush it so much, so fast. Amen? The other thing we have to learn how to do is that we have to learn how to accept the stage that you are in. You have to accept where you are right now. Without longing to go back to the previous season. And this is the very more difficult thing, because sometimes, you like this, you pass through your transition into an empty nester, and then you have all these 18 years or whatever, as many years it will take to you, to grow your kids and all that, and then all of a sudden you're like, where are they? They're gone and whatever, And I find that a lot of people have a lot of pain, and it's really hard for them, to transition, Now, I know that I'm going to be there at some point in my life, I know I'm going to be there, but the sooner we accept where we are, the better it's going to be, amen? Why is this? Because we can hurt our marriage, we can hurt the people around us when we don't accept where we are. Amen? It's not healthy for us to continue longing as wonderful years as they were. They're beautiful, and you have memories and all that. We have to treasure those things in our hearts. But we have to learn that those times are gone. Now I have to start enjoying this other season of my life. Amen? Does that make sense? So, I have a friend, that called me sometime in the year, and he just got married, and they had a kid, you know. And he called me, hey, I would like to meet with you, you know, I would like to get some advice in marriage and all that. And I don't consider myself like the counselor, you know, of anything, but I say, okay, sure, come. So we meet, and he was telling me, you know what, I have found really hard this transition in my life, you know. I still want to do some things, you know, like when I was single, I was still, you know, sometimes my friends or my cousin come and will invite me to go and watch a movie, but I can't go, or sometimes I go, I end up having, you know, like problems in my marriage because, you know, my wife is there and this and that, you know, and I was just listening to him, and I say, you know what, you just gotta, I don't know how to say, accept, yeah, that you have made already a decision to go to a different season in your life. And the soon as you do it, the better it's going to be for you and for your family, you know. And I say, you know what? I mean, I'm not telling you that you can never go to a movie with your cousin or whatever. But if you plan to do it every single week, you know, every single month, it might be not the best idea right now for your life, you know. Because you still need to figure out things with your wife, with your kid, you know. You have to invest time. You can be doing those things, you know. You cannot be living your single life. Those times are gone, you know. Now you have to look up to what you have now and where you're going to go in your life. Amen? So we need to figure it out. Amen? If you don't know where to start, your life is a mess, you need to figure it out where you are. Maybe you're trying to go back to where you were before, and that's why it's getting you in trouble. Maybe you're trying to go too fast to the next season in your life, and it's causing you pain and a lot of anxiety or whatever. Just figure out where you are. Start with that, amen? And begin to work on those things. The second point that I have here is this, is once you figure it out, then you have to prioritize according to the stage that you are in. Amen? You figure out then, okay, now, in my case, I'm a married man. I have 4 children. You know, this is where I am now. So now I have to prioritize my life, my work, my life around that. Amen? Because I need to have time to be with my wife, my kids, you know. They need me and all that. I have to still work, you know. I need to make a living, so I have to work. So I have to, it's very hard, you know, to try to jiggle everything. But the more prioritized you are, the best results you're going to have. Amen? You can't just say, well, see what happens this year, you know, I don't know. Am I just going to continue the same thing? You know, I'm just going to go to work and this and that. But I just want to say this, you know, this to you. If you do not prioritize, something on somebody else is going to do it for you. Amen. Your job is going to do it for you. Your circumstances are going to do it for you. Your friends are going to do it for you. Your family is going to do it for you. If you're not prioritizing according to what the season you are right now, then somebody else is going to do it for you, or something else is going to do it for you. Amen? Now, values and priorities are very different. Amen? They seem similar, but values are what you wish to do. Priorities are what you really do. Amen? So, maybe some of you says, oh, I value my kids. Do you spend time with your kids? You know? That will tell you if you really value your kids. Amen? Amen. Or your health, you know? Whatever your year's resolutions are, this year, you know? You might say, I value this, but where is your money, your time, your energy is going? Is that really telling the truth of that, you know? So that's the things that you got to look at it, and then you realize and say, oh, I say that I value this, but I don't really, because I don't really do anything about this, you know? So you have to figure it out. Prioritize where you are in your life. Now, Proverbs 1:7 says this, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline. Amen? So now, it's not just important for us to have priorities, but listen to this. as a Christians, we have to have the right priorities. Amen? Yeah. Because everybody has priorities, Christian or non-Christians. Amen? They have priorities. There's things that they do every single day. They become their priority, you know? Sometimes they are helpful. Sometimes they're not helpful to them, you know? But as a Christian, we have to be really intentional about this. It's not enough to have priorities. It's that we have to have the right priorities in life to help us to walk with Christ. So now, what Proverbs says here, it says, the fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. What does that mean? That our priority, if we want to have knowledge and true wisdom, our priority has to be what? God. We fear God. We want to walk, you know, in His word and all that, you know. So we have to prioritize that in your life and in my life. Amen? So that's what I'm saying. It's not that you're fear God that He's going to do something for you or bad to you or something. But it's more a respect. You respect Him. You love Him. And you want to do things according to His will to your life. Amen? And then you gain the right perspective and the right knowledge to what? To do what? To begin to prioritize the other things in your life. Because if you put yourself first, you know, we all know, we all very selfish people. Amen? By nature. I'm a selfish guy. You're a selfish person too. Amen? And if we don't prioritize, then what happens? We don't prioritize in the right way. We don't have the right perspective of life. And then we end up hurting the people around us. Amen? So, now, the next scripture verse is Proverbs 3:9 says this, honor the Lord with your wealth and the first fruits of all your crops. Don't worry, I'm not going to take any offering right now, okay? I just want to emphasize here this is, basically it's God first, amen? Principle is God's first and then everything else. Some of you guys start reading the Bible, you know, maybe a program, you know, or plan for the year, and usually it starts with Genesis. But look at what Genesis says in the very first verse, what it says. In the beginning, what? God. He's not saying in the beginning, the heavens, in the beginning, anything else. It says in the beginning, what? God. And this is what is amazing about the Bible, is that the Bible is not trying to argue or convince you that there is a God. He already established that there is a God. Amen? And He establishes since the beginning, the first thing, the first person, the first, amen, is God. So if the Bible starts like this, you know, don't you and I as a Christian, that we trying to pursue God, you know, the best that we can, we should put our priority first, God first. Amen? So now, I'm going to jump to the next point. Once you figure out your season, then you begin to prioritize according to your season. Amen? Don't start prioritizing like if you're in your next season because it won't work. Amen? It won't work. You have to prioritize in the seasons you are because this is the reality that you're living and this is where you are in your life right now. Amen? I don't know if you remember a couple of months ago that I preached one of the weeks, I can remember, that I say that this thing hits me because I was not enjoying the season that I was because I was looking to the season that some people in the church are, and I began to be a little bit healthy jealous. Now jealous. How can they do this, you know, do that, and we can, you know, and we have these kids and all that, and all we can do all these things, you know. And I became very ungrateful, you know. And I take my side from my reality and where I am and wanted to live a different reality that it wasn't mine. Amen? And that hurt me emotionally, and it was hurting my family and my kids. Why? Because I wasn't enjoying this moment, that it's not going to last forever. Amen? So we need to figure out and learn to enjoy, amen, those moments. So the third point that I have here is this. It's that we need to develop a plan for the next season of our lives. Listen to me. A lot of Christians that I've seen, you know, they sound very spiritual by saying, oh, I give my life to the Lord. He has the future in my life. And I don't worry no much. I don't plan. I don't do anything because he has my future. We need to be very careful with that kind of mentality. Amen? It sounds very spiritual. But it can be laziness. Amen? It can be, if we're not careful, you know, it's like, we convince ourselves, yes, the Bible says that he has our future. We are redeemed. We have salvation. Amen. We know our destiny, but we're still living in this world. Amen. That requires us that we have to work, requires we have to pay bills, requires we have to be planning for the next, what, season of our lives. And now I find out, you know, even in my own life and at times, that it's just very lazy on my part to say, I know God has my back, you know, this and that. But if I really look into it's laziness. I don't want to put the work that I need to do. I don't want to take my responsibility. Amen. And the Bible never discourages us from doing any plans. Amen. The Bible encourages us to do plan and to work and to do what we need to do. Amen. In our lives, to make sure we have, you know, a better future in our lives. Of course, God has plans for our lives. Of course, God has the best plans, the Bible says. Amen? But he allows us to make decisions in our lives. Amen? He's not going to control every single little thing that you do or don't do. Amen? So the results that you have right now is because the things that you have sown in the past. Amen? The things that you have done is a result of who you are right now. Amen? So, I find out there's some people that have that mentality, that, well, the Lord told me, whatever, you know. They come up with this verse too, you know. And listen how it can be tricky if we don't have the right perspective. It says, Proverbs 19:21 says, many are the plans of a person's heart. But what it says next line? But it's the Lord's purpose that prevails. See, Pastor, you can have all the plans that you want. But the Lord is going to do what he wants to do. Of course, he's going to do, because he's God. Amen? But the Bible here is not telling us, don't do any plans because the plans of the Lord will prevail. No, he says, many, what? Are the plans? You have plans, I have plans, right? Dreams. But what he's saying is, he's reminding us that God is God, and he already said plans, and I don't know how to say, he already made established plans since the beginning of the creation to what he wants to accomplish. Amen? Amen? So he's God, he's sovereign God, but still we're living in this life and he allowed us to make plans and live the life we want to live, you know, how we want to end, how we want to live our lives. Amen? So it's no, the Bible never discourages us to do any plans at all. In fact, the Bible tells us, Proverbs 21:5 says, good planning and hard work leads to prosperity. Amen? And it says, but hasty shortcuts leads to poverty. Amen? Proverbs 24 says this, those too lazy to plow in the right season, you're in the right season right now to plant and all your work that you have to do, will have no food at the harvest. See, it's very important that we understand what season am I in right now. Right. Enjoy that time. But once we start and we learn how to enjoy it, now it's time to understand that I'm not going to be in this season forever. So I have to start developing a plan. And I'm not trying to say that you have to consume your life making a plan and do nothing else. But you have to begin to do it. And you're not going to do it probably in a year or in 2 years. It probably takes you a long time. But you have to start now. Amen? After you figure it out where you are. Proverbs 6:6-9 says this. Gotta give us a slap, you know? It says, go to the ants, I don't know how to say that word, slugger? Yeah? Slugger? Consider its ways and be wise. And it has no commander, no overseas or ruler. Yet it stores its provision in summer, and it gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you what? Slugger. When will you get up from your sleep? That's very strong words, amen? So the Bible is telling us you have to learn. You're not going to be there. If you want to have a better future, you have to start working now. Amen? It's not tomorrow, and it's not the God. See what happens? I mean, if you live, see what happens? Everything is going to happen to you. Amen? But if you live, you know, with a plan in your mind, you have better chances of successful, you know? Amen? Obviously, nothing is, how you say, there's no guarantees of anything that you do in the future. But the best you're prepared, and the best you prepare your life and your and where you are in the season, the best next season you're going to have. Amen? It's just what it is. Amen? So now, the fourth point is this, is that once you figure it out, prioritize, and then begin to do a plan for the next season. Then the most important thing, and I just leave it for the last because I want you to end up with this, is that we need to submit our plans to God in prayer and ask for His guidance. Amen. We need to ask God for His guidance. We need to plan. God is never telling us not to plan anything. We got to make plans. But you need to understand that if you want to honor God, it's not God bless my plans. It's God hears my plans. Can you help me to know if it's the right plans for my life? Can you give me wisdom to know if this is the right way that you want me to go? Amen. Because we all of us, the majority of us, including myself, we do this, you know? Oh, I want to do this. Yes, I'm going to do it. Oh, yeah, it's God's. And then we do it, and then God, I pray for this plan that I have. You know, please bless it. Boom, we jump into it, and then we find out later, oh, it wasn't so great as I thought it was going to be. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'm not saying that you should not take risks in life. There's seasons in our lives where you have to take a risk, and there's no guarantees. Amen? But the more informational you the more informed you are, and the more prayer you have, and the more will be, I don't know, the decision that you're gonna make, it's gonna be better. Amen. So if you are in this season and you're transitioning to a season of your life, don't just throw God's your plans and tell God to bless them. Put him, submit it to God and says, God, this is what I would like to do, Father. But please guide me because I don't know. I don't have full wisdom. I don't know about you, but I don't know anything, everything. Amen. I have to go and pray and seek counseling. Amen. And talk to people because I don't know everything. So we need to, the more you ask, and the more you pray, the better will be for you and for me. Amen? The decision that you're going to make. And Matthew 6, 9, 13 tells us, the Lord's Prayer tells us this, teach us this. It says in the first two verses, it says, this then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. And then he gives this idea, or gives us this example, says, your kingdom come, your will be done. Amen. So what we pray in our prayers is, God, your will, not my plans, you know. Of course, this is what I want to do, but God, your will be done in my life. If this is not the thing that you want me to do right now, show me, God. Show me. Guide me. Amen. So, and then the last scripture verse that I have here is this. Proverbs 16:9 says this, in their hearts of humans, plans they curse, but the Lord, what's that? Course? But the Lord establishes their steps. You have many plans, you submit it to them, and then He establishes the plans. Amen. He guides you. Amen. So I hope those three things will be helpful to you. May not be the best points ever, but those are the four things that I have learned all the way to right now, 135, and different seasons in my life, you know, and maybe struggling a little bit, trying to figure it out, things, you know, maybe sometimes hurting people in my life, you know, and praying and all that. I just want to remember those four, remind you those four, in case you didn't have a chance to do it. And I'll finish with this. The first thing that we have to do in order to organize our life is we need to identify the season that we are. Then, after we figure it out, then we need to prioritize according to the season. Then, once we prioritize, then we have to learn how to enjoy the season that we are and begin to develop a plan for what? For the next season that we're going to go in our lives. And then the fourth one is that after we do our plans, we submit it to God. Say, God, the Lord, we pray. We say, God, please guide me in all this. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. And I hope this will be helpful to you. And like I said, I want to pass an idea or that I have all figured it out. You know, I still don't know many things. You probably don't know many things yet. But if you come back to this point and analyze your life, it might help you to get your life straight up where you're supposed to be. Amen? Because many things will try to get your attention. Many things will try to distract you from your priorities and the important things in life. And you need to say, have something to come up and say, I need to get straight because my mind is going crazy. My thoughts are going through. My worries, my anxiety is going through. I need to gain the right perspective again. Amen? So let's pray and then I'll finish. Father God, thank you so much for your love, your wisdom, Father. And Father, if there's anybody here, whatever season they are right now, Father, maybe they don't know what to do, Father, for their career, Father, for the next season of their life. Father, maybe some of them, Father, are in the making decisions, Father, of changing jobs. Father, maybe it's they want to get married, Father. Maybe they transitioning, Father, to young adult kids, Father, or teenagers, Father, or they want to have a kid, Father. Father, I pray, Father, whatever the season we are here, Father, you give us wisdom, Father. Help us to come up with plans. Help us not to be people who regret just because we didn't prioritize in our lives, Father. Help us to enjoy where we are right now, Father, in every season, Father. Help us to not be very hesitate, Father, to jump into the next season when we are not ready for it yet, Father. But help us, Father, to be wise, Father. Help us to prioritize so we don't live with regrets in our lives, Father, later on. Father, thank you so much. Help us, Father. We all need wisdom. We all need guidance, Father, including myself and everybody in this place, Father. Please guide us, Father. We submit your plans to you, Father, in this new beginning of the year, Father. And we ask you, Father, that you guide us according to your will to our lives, Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.